Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yevamos 113b, pagination is 226. We're going to start at the bottom, but before we do so, we want to go back to the Mishnah, which is on the previous blot. So that's Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 112b, pagination 224. On the third of the wide lines, the medium wides of this page, Amar Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri said, "Mepnei ma ha'isha sheneschharsha yotza, v'ha'ish sheneschharesh eino motzi." Why is it that if the woman became deaf-mute during the marriage, she's able to be divorced? But if the man became deaf-mute, which was the equivalent of unintelligent, not able to carry the conversation and verify that he knows what he's doing, eino motzi, he's not able to give a get. Why is it different between the man or the woman, depending on who got this handicap? Omru lo, they told him, eino domo isha migarish l'isha miskareshes. It's very different. The difference between a man who's divorcing or the woman who is getting divorced. And this, of course, is focusing on the biblical standard. Since then, the halacha protects the woman far greater. But she'ha'isha yotza l'ritzona v'shalo l'ritzona. A woman can be divorced with her consent and without her consent, is the response. V'ha'ish ena motzi elo l'ritzono. But the man has to create the get. He has to do the get. And he can only do that if he does so willingly, with intent. It's interesting that even in the cases where a man is forced to give a get, the expression is makin oso ad sheyoma rotza ani. You have to totally convince him until he finally says yes. What's the yes about? If we're entitled to force him. What? Just write the get for him. But you need his consent. You have to bring him to the point that he consents in order that the get should be created. So there's a difference. If she's the one who got sick, so he's able to divorce her. You don't need her intent. But if he's the one who got sick, then he can't create the divorce. The Mishnah continues, Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, al chayresha shehisiya avia, that you could have a case of a girl, deaf-mute, that the father married her off. She was underage. The father was able to marry her off, effectuate the marriage. Shehiyotza beget, and she's able to go out with a get, even though now she's an adult, and at this point, she isn't able on her own behalf to effectuate transactions because she's a deaf mute. But because we're dealing with a get, all she has to do is receive it. We don't need her consent biblically. So he's describing that in that way, if they want to terminate that relationship, it would be possible to do so. Let's move on to today's daf. We're counting on up from the bottom, about 10 lines. Towards the end of a line, we have two dots, Heyid Rabbi Yochanan, referring to the Mishnah that we just did, and then we continue at the end of the line with the word Omar. So we're Kuf Yud Gimel 113b, pagination 226. Omar Rava said, Me'idusa sh'Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, from his testimony, I can deduce the following rule. Amar le'edim, if a man told witnesses, Ru'u get ze sha'ani nosein, look, this is a get, I'm going to give it to my wife. Va'amar lo, and then he goes to her, with the edim watching, knowing very well that it's a get, and he says to her, Kinsi shtar chov ze, take this paper, it's a debt. And she takes it. Harezu mugureshes. she's divorced, because we don't need her intent. And even though what he did is presumably classified as cruel or whatever other degree of description you want, but he basically gave her the document without letting her know what she's receiving, and that's sufficient for Gerushin, again, referring to this on a biblical and even Talmudic level. Milo Omar Rabbi Yechonin ben Gudgada, didn't Rabbi Yechonin ben Gudgada teach us that lo ba'inan daita, you don't need her intent. Hachanami lo ba'inan daita, over here also, you don't need her intent. So the Gerushin would indeed be effective. Asks the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Mahu detema, I would have thought, mida omale, since he told her, kinsi shtarchov zeh, take this debt document. It's a financial document. I would think bitule batle, he was nullifying the get, he was withdrawing his intent from the get because of what he said. Kamash malon, that he's leaving his intent for the get in place. Iisa de batle, if he wanted to nullify it, le'edim hava ka'omalhu, he would have told it to the witnesses. Umidilo Omar le'edim, and since he didn't tell the witnesses this odd statement, lo batli v'lo midi, he was not nullifying the get at all. Oh, so you're wondering, what in the world did he say those words to his wife for? Fahaydika Omar hachi, and this that he called it a document of debt, machmas kisufa hu dika Omar le. It's because he's embarrassed of her, that he's divorcing her. He has such shame that he couldn't bring himself to tell her straight that he's divorcing her. Instead, he did it in this roundabout way. And once we came to this conclusion, I think the word cruel really is applicable. You're going to do it, so at least own up to what you're doing and be open with her. But he didn't. And as not nice as it may be, the Gemara is saying it is a binding gerushin. It is a valid get, which ultimately, as offended as we might be from the story, is probably in the woman's best interest. If he could go to this extent of divorcing her without facing up to what he was doing, sounds harsh, but it might actually be true that she's better out. Be that conjecture as it may be, the halacha as it stands now, since Rabbeinu Gershom, the same Rabbeinu Gershom that said that men are not allowed to marry two women, in typical situation, not allowed to take a second wife, even though biblically it would have been allowed, he legislated very strongly that you can't. So similarly, he made a legislation that a person, a man, is not allowed to divorce his wife against her will or without her knowledge, without her understanding. The words, as they're brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Yud Tes, Sif Vav, Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim, Rabbeinu Gershom issued a proclamation which could result in an excommunication if a person violates this, Shalo Ligarish Isha Shalo Midaita, a strong prohibition not to divorce a woman without her understanding, without her intent, and therefore such a behavior would be forbidden in any case. But again, there's a fundamental concept in Gerushin that we actually need the husband's intent invested in the get to make it valid. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.